You're listening to A1R Psychic Radio, Earth's number one psychic radio network, and watching Moonstruck TV and Lightning Television. Welcome. Time for Amanda Hall Psychic with Amanda Hall. Live from AmandaHallPsychic.com.au. Connect direct. In North America, dial 888-454-2751. In London, 203-519-2158. In Sydney, dial 02-8488-3147. Or online, contact us through our Facebook page, Facebook.com/Psychic Radio.
Or one of our websites,
AskOneRadio.com or Moonstruck.tv. This is Amanda the Hall site on A1R, the Ask One Radio Network.
Welcome to A1R Psychic Radio here on Moonstruck TV with Amanda Hall, psychic all the way from the Gold Coast. Hope you're having an absolutely sensational week wherever you are in this amazing planet of ours. Yes, the weather's changing here in Australia. It's starting to warm up a little bit, and I'm a little bit like a lizard. I come out of hibernation then when the weather starts to warm up a bit. But I know for the Northern Hemisphere family, you're starting to sort of look into your fall season, your autumn season, where the leaves are changing and things are starting to cool down. And as you get ready for the major holiday season for the year and your temperatures drop, ours sort of start to warm up and we start looking for beaches and somewhere to cool off. So this week, the Simply Tarot card of the week was where it all started. It's called the Ace of Wands. Now, look, the Ace of Wands is the new beginnings, birth, new ideas and creation. So I want to be very clear, not every time does this card come out in a reading does it mean you're going to give birth to a child. If that was the case, there'd be an awful lot of children running around in the world. But it can be the birth of a new idea, an opportunity, something that is a new creation, something that maybe you hadn't thought of before. So look at this card as the opportunity to create something new, that it is a time of positivity. Now, this card was the original first card we shot with the Simply Tarot deck, well, 25 years plus years ago now, and it was actually taken from a frangipani bush in my front garden, and that is actually my hand holding the wand. And the reasons why we chose the frangipani to represent the wand, because it's a plant that keeps regenerating itself, and I believe that's what wands are about, is the constant ability to regenerate. So it was my favorite card out of all of the 78 tarot deck, not because of my hand was there, but it was because it was our very first, and it was our launch, it was our new creation, it was the birth of the Simply Tarot deck, and I'm still very, very proud of it today. And we were the first ones, to my knowledge, to put the meaning of the card on the bottom of the card, which revolutionized the way that people learnt and studied tarot even to this day. And I notice there's many decks around the world that have taken our idea, and that's amazing, because it's all about learning and everybody sharing and learning together. So if you want to create something new, look for the Ace of Wands. So this week we've got a big week, as always we do with astrology, and it's sort of like, I don't know that there's ever a time where astrology gets any quieter. It doesn't seem to these days anyway, but we've got, the sun is in Virgo at the moment. So happy birthday to all the Virgos. I have lots of Virgo friends, and even though they like to party on a very subdued note, don't be taken back by that. They do still know how to party. They just don't do it in a loud, boisterous sort of way. They do it in a more quiet, calculated sort of organized sort of way, but they still know how to let their hair down and have fun. And sort of quite often they're the ones that are still standing at the end of the night at a party because they've paced themselves, where the fire signs tend to go a little bit overboard too quickly and, fade away very quickly. So, if you want to go out and have a good time and want to have a sustainable time with somebody that's a little bit sensible and can teach you to pace yourself if you're at a nightclub with how much alcohol you're going to consume, go out with a Virgo. I think that's my message here this week on that sort of thing. If you want to go out and party, find a Virgo to go partying with. It's their birthday time of the year, and I'm sure they're up for a good time. We have Mercury, the planet of communication, is conjunct or holding hands the sun in Virgo at the moment. The sun is also conjunct or holding hands the south node. So Mercury is the planet of communication. So at the moment, it doesn't matter what your star sign is, but particularly for the earth signs, which is Virgo, Capricorn, Taurus and the opposite sign of Pisces, be very, very careful how you communicate. Make sure that your communication is very clear, it's very concise, it's very articulated. Make sure the other person is listening and they fully understand what you're trying to get across. It may be the time where you need to pause periodically every now and then and ask them, do they have any questions? Do they fully understand? Because sometimes with Virgo here, we can be so articulate with it that we forget to give a little bit of warmth with it as well. And sometimes people sort of just get blasé. They, you know, the conversation's gone on for such a long time because Virgos like attention to detail that sometimes you can bore them to sleep. So this is why it's important sometimes to ask them, do they have any questions? Is there anything else they want clarified before you sort of move on with the next part of your conversation? So that's important. And also make sure that it's coming from the heart. So with the sun here conjunct the south node. Now, the south node is not actually a planet. It's what's known as a moon's node. Now, when we see the south node, it means where we're coming from or what we need to be working on. So when we're looking at it coming from the south node in Virgo, it's asking us to work on our communication skills. It's also asking us to work on the things that are important to us, like health, diet, and lifestyle. Now, look, I know many of you sort of say, look, I haven't got time to exercise or I haven't got time to do this or whatever. It's not about making excuses. It's about trying to make some changes in your life, even if they're only small steps. Not all of us are going to get up and go for a run around the park every morning. Now, let's be practical. There's not enough parks in the world for if everybody got out and decided to go for a run, we'd be all bumping into each other. And not everybody's going to go to the gym. But you can start to make some small changes in your life by looking at what you're putting in your mouth. Are you putting into your mouth good quality food, the best that you can possibly afford? And what is it doing to your body? Instead of sort of just looking for a fast alternative or something that's quick and easy. You know, fast food isn't actually quick. By the time you hop in the car and go down and get it, you could have actually probably made something at home and something that would be more nutritious and you would enjoy better. But it's just one of those things that we have in our eyes. Oh, look, we'll just go and grab a takeaway. We'll just go and get some takeout. We'll just grab something fast. And sometimes being fast isn't necessarily nutritious, but it isn't necessarily being fast either. So it's asking you to look at your diet, your lifestyle, the things that maybe you can change. Can you lower some of the stress in your life? Can you add just another half a glass of water to your day? Things like this, that all these little things do make an improvement. I'm a firm believer in what you put into your body is what you'll get out of it. And I'm not a big fan of, you know, people saying I'm on this diet or that eating regime. I believe in a balanced diet and giving your body what you need. And that way then, you know, all the creams and lotions and potions under the sun won't work on your skin if you're not hydrating from the inside out. And I'm a firm believer in plenty of water. I'm not saying I don't drink coffee or have an occasional, you know, can of soda, but what I'm saying is I mainly drink water because that's the greatest hydration you can give your skin no matter what age you are. So maybe that might be something you want to add to your list. Start, you know, doing it in little bits. I didn't particularly like water 20 odd years ago when I started, you know, little sips here and there until I got to the point that I actually liked the taste of it. So if I can do it, so can you. So it's important that we look at, no matter what your star sign is, how we can improve our diet, our health, and our lifestyle at the moment, because we want to be around for a lot longer. So it's important to make sure that we're feeding ourselves and looking after ourselves to the very best that we can. So if you're seeking love, and I know a lot of people out there are seeking love, and I'm going to say to you, Venus is in Leo at the moment. Now, disregard whatever your star sign is. Let's look at the Leo energy here. With Venus in Leo, it's asking you to get out and strut your stuff. So if you're looking for love, there's no point in going to the library where you've got to be quiet, you're not allowed to open your mouth and you're not allowed to talk loud or anything like that. You want to go to a place or places where people are having a good time, where people are showing off a little bit, where people are strutting their stuff, or places that make you smile. You know, that could be a video game arcade, it could be going to a concert, it could be going to the mall, it could be lots of places. So there is love around the horizon here, and many people will fall in love during this Leo season of, you know, Venus being in Leo. So it's a time to sort of get out there, put your best outfit on and go out and go, you know, presenting yourself to the world, I think, is the secret here. It's not necessarily looking for a stage to perform on, but it's like every time you walk out the door in the best way that you can, so that then if you did meet somebody or you do catch somebody's eye, at least you're feeling good about yourself and you're feeling as if, great, you know, I've met somebody, And I was really feeling terrific that day. I was really feeling at my best. And I think that will sort of shine through. And then you'll find then that, you know, if you're meant to attract love, you will. Not always at the time in our lives when we expect or need love, do we attract love. It's one of those things that love creeps up on us sometimes when we least expect it. So, you know, it's always important to sort of look your best, I suppose, or the best you can for that day when you step out the door, even if you are only going to the market. Lots of people have met the true love of their life over a bunch of bananas at the market, believe you me. So we have Mars, the planet of action, is sitting at the moment in Libra. Now, Mars is the planet that makes us get out of bed every morning, that gives us our ego, our drive, and sort of says, you know, it's time to get out of bed, it's time to get moving. So Mars is sitting in Libra at the moment. So he's asking you to sort of balance everything out in your life. He's saying, you know, on one hand, yes, you can be very, very motivated. You can be very enthusiastic and organized, but make sure that it's in some sort of balance, that we're not going too fast and we're going to burn out too quickly. There needs to be a sustainable race that we're running at the moment to achieve everything. So this is mainly predominantly for the air signs, which is Libra, Aquarius, and Gemini, and the opposite sign of Aries. But it is filtering over to the other remaining eight signs, but not quite as strong or not quite as dynamic as it was. But, you know, if you're wanting to get some new ideas off the ground, make sure that you've got the enthusiasm, but make sure you bring it into balance too. Sometimes, you know, we need a real push to get started, and then we need to level it out. We need to sort of things to become a lot more level and say to ourselves, okay, this is what I need to be doing. This is how I need to be sort of managing things, because everything is not going as I want it to at the moment. We have Jupiter, the planet of expansion, opportunity, and luck, is sitting in Cancer at the moment. Now, it's really interesting because Jupiter is definitely the planet of expansion, and that includes expanding waistlines. And with it sitting in Cancer, for all Cancerians, I'm going to say to you, one of the five food groups which isn't included by a dietitian is chocolates or candy. And particularly the chocolate flavored candy is very important to them, because if they're feeling down, they have a piece. If they're feeling happy, they have some. If they're feeling sad, if they're feeling worried, if they're feeling whatever. So they need to have a little bit every day. It's sort of part of eating their protein and vegetables to them, not necessarily so much for the other signs. And I'm not saying a lot of it, I'm saying a small amount. It helps boost their confidence. It helps them think. It helps them get motivated. So if you're a Cancer, make sure that you put that on the shopping list, and only little bits at a time, please. So Jupiter is the opportunity here where they can sort of really start to expand their lives out. I've had lots of messages from people that are either a Cancer or have somebody in the family that's a Cancer, and they're saying, what on earth is going on with these people? One minute they're happy and positive, and the next minute they're retreating into their shell, they're angry, they're titchy, we can't sort of make any conversation with them. You've got to understand, from a Cancer's point of view, Jupiter here sort of asking them to live big and to be bigger than life and, you know, take some bold steps is all very great in their head. And then when they start to put it into action, it's, oh my God, am I doing the right thing? I'm feeling really quite uncomfortable here. I'm not feeling as if this is the right way for me. I'm feeling as if, you know, maybe I've overstepped the mark here. And they're starting to feel that their confidence is not quite with them. So they are going to appear to be a little bit moody. So I'm going to ask you again to be very patient with them. When they're in a buoyant, positive, happy mood, all get on the train with them. And when they're in a grumpy mood, let them retract in their shell and go and have some peace and quiet by themselves, and you wander off and do something else. Rather than create an argument or a disagreement, just know that this is where they're meant to be. They've taken a bold step, and now they need to back off. They need to back off a little bit and just look at what's actually sort of happening. So we have Saturn, the planet of discipline and restrictions, has just moved back, has gone retrograde, gone back into, from Aries back into Pisces. Now, it's going to be there till the end of November. So this is sort of like a last little look around for Saturn to sort of say to all you darling Pisces, did you really learn all the lessons that I dished out to you for 2.5 years? Or do we need a little bit of a refresher course? Do we just need to sort of go back and check everything is okay, that everything is right, that you've done everything that I asked you to do, and now we can sort of move forward? So it's a time there where it's not necessarily a restriction on their life. It's just a time where they can sort of just chill out a little bit, take a little bit of a breather, just triple check that everything in their life is going the way that they want it to, and then they can move forward. We're going to talk with Jeanette in Southampton in England. Are you there, Jeanette?
I am here.
Do you have a question I can answer for you, sweetie?
Yep. Can you tell me when I'm going to be in a relationship or love coming in?
Oh, certainly we can handle that. Love's a very important topic, isn't it? I mean, none of us want to walk around in ones. I don't believe we're designed to do that. I think we're designed to have a partner in our lives. Really, really interesting. The first thing that they're sharing with me is that you now know what you want in a relationship. And I think it's taken you a little bit of time to get here, Jeanette, to understand that you've always been too much of a giver, have you not?
Yes.
And that's been really hard for you to turn around and say, hang on a minute, the giving's got to be to me now. I've got to be number one in the queue. And that takes a lot of practice to be able to do that and to understand that and to also stop trying to fix other people's worlds. You know, you're what I call a rescuer. And it's really hard when you've always seen potential in somebody and you think, if I only help them do this and this and this and this and this, then they'll get to where they need to go. And yes, you do all that. And then they toddle off with someone else because you've got them to a state of where they're feeling very confident and very secure in themselves. So now we've got to take that energy and put it into you. And I'm not saying there's anything wrong with you. I'm just saying now you've got to look at that you're number one. You need to be taken care of. You need to be the most important person in someone else's world. And having said all that, you've changed the way that you're now approaching. If you were to meet someone, if you were to meet someone tomorrow, you wouldn't look at what potential have they got and how can I help them. You'd look at them and say, okay, what benefit do you bring to my life now? And that's really important because that was really hard for you to swap everything around like that, was it not?
Yeah, I agree with what you're saying. Yeah.
Yeah, well, that's good because that means now you're right on track to meet somebody. They're showing me October, so I'm going to assume it's this October and not one further down the track. And they're actually showing me it's going to be at a social event. So I didn't feel that you were that sort of social. I didn't think that you necessarily liked to go out that much, particularly in noisy places.
I haven't been out for quite some time, but I'm going away this week for a couple of weeks to Greece and I'll be back at the end of September. And I think some of my friends want to go out to some places. So
good. Well, I want you to go out, even if it's, you know, you sort of think, oh, gee, I don't know whether I can handle that, the noise and the music and the this and that and the other. I want you to go anyway because it's one of these, it's not like going out to a restaurant and having a meal with a friend and we're just catching up. It's got to be somewhere where there's life, where there's music, there's people and there's people coming and going and not necessarily a hotel or a pub, but it's somewhere that's lively. And that's where I feel you're going to meet this new man. He's tall, he's dark-headed, he's good-looking, got a bit of a wave in his hair. He sort of is a little bit nervous, I think. I don't think he's been in a relationship for some time, and I think he's sort of gone out with some friends because he's got to make an effort to sort of get out there. He's, you know, his friends have said to him, Mrs. Wright isn't going to come and knock on the door and say, hey, are you available? You know, you've got to get out there and meet people. So he's feeling a little bit awkward too. But look, the two of you hit it off like a house on fire. I think there's a lot of laughter, a lot of fun. And I actually feel the two of you will sort of form a really good bond really, really quickly, and you'll find that you've got a lot of things in common. I'm not saying you won't go out, but I'm saying you won't necessarily be replicating this noisy sort of Yahoo-y type night out. You know, you sort of enjoy going out for a meal or going to the movies or going for a trip. You know, you like to do things together. And he's a really, really nice man. He's been on his own for some time. And, you know, I couldn't pick a nicer man for you. He's just really kind and very considerate. I don't know where you live in England, but what I'm seeing with him, he lives somewhere where there's a little bit of open space. I can see rolling hills in the background. So where you're living, is there a little bit of countryside like that near you, close to you?
There is further out, yes. I'm down by the coast where the cruise ships leave from in Southampton.
Right, okay. Right, I can see him sort of more in a rural setting, but I didn't feel it was that far from you. I sort of thought maybe half an hour's drive.
Yeah, we have lots of rural settings, probably about that distance or a bit more, yeah.
Okay. Yeah, so to me it's not too far. Do you know what I mean? Like it's not as if he's got to drive for 3 hours to get to you. It's sort of like I just sort of feel with him, I don't feel that there's a shortage of money, but he doesn't throw it around either. You know, like he's not flamboyant with it, but he's certainly not mean with it. But he's a really, really nice man. And I think the two of you are going to end up forming a nice union and, you know, have a very long time, a happy time together. So I hope that's helped you, sweetie.
Can I just ask you, do you feel he's a soulmate for me? Because I've never met my soulmate.
Okay, soulmates to me are hard work. So we don't necessarily want to meet a soulmate. We want to meet your twin soul, somebody that is the other half of your soul, somebody that completes you. Soulmates is usually a lot of hard work, a lot of karmic lessons, and we don't want that. We want somebody that you can relate to, somebody that is the other half of you and you're the other half of him, and that's what this is going to be. There's lots of laughter. And I think it's been a long time since you've had some really good belly laughs, but this man's going to get you in stitches of laughter. And I don't feel he's much of a drinker. I'm not saying he's against anybody that likes to have a little drink, but for him personally, he'd rather have a cup of tea and a nice piece of cake. That's more his style.
Do you see him as English or foreign?
Yeah, no, I felt he was English. I felt he was English because just by the way he spoke and the way he dressed, he sort of felt very English. And, you know, I constantly saw him with a mug of tea in his hand. And I don't know too many other nationalities around the world that like their tea quite as much. So anyway, sweetie, that's where we're going to have to leave it. So I wish you luck with him. So we're going to talk with Brittany now in Sheridan in Michigan in the USA. Are you there, Brittany?
Yeah.
Do you have a question I can answer for you, please, Brittany?
I was wondering if you could do like a general read.
Yeah, sure. I just always ask if there's a question because we've got such limited time. I want to make sure that I answer, you know, the reason why you phoned into the show.
I would say maybe about a situation with my children.
Okay. When you're asking about children, that's sort of... an area that by different laws in different states that we're not allowed to cover. If it's more to do with are they happy, I can answer that. But if it's to do with a custody situation, the answer is no. I don't deal with legal stuff.
Okay. Why are you know they're happy? Well, a general read maybe just about
okay, right.
What was that?
Okay, all right. Well, I can go into a general reading. They're starting to give me the fact that there's a lot of endings, change and transformation coming up around you. And it's time now that you need to stand up and be counted. It's like you've got to take your own power back. And I'm not saying that you're a weak person. I'm just saying this last 18 months, to me, it's sort of like it's been a bit of a struggle. It's like I've constantly, as I thought I got through one situation and there was another one there behind it that I had to sort of, you know, turn around and back up and have more energy for. That's all coming to an end now. So that's a good, I feel that, you know, as we slowly start to turn the corner, which we are doing now in the month of September, but as we glide through to the end of this year, each day that goes by, you're getting a little bit stronger, things are clearing up a little bit more, and you're starting to see, I've got something to be excited about. I've got new opportunities that are coming. Were you looking for another job? Because they keep showing me a question mark around a job.
I'm currently own a restaurant and I'm having difficulties with some employees.
Right. Okay. So are you making changes with that?
I wouldn't say I'm looking for a new job.
No, but are you changing how you're running the restaurant? Is there things there that you're looking to change?
Yeah, somewhat of what I'm looking to change. And I had, I continuously looking for a second location.
Right. Okay. Well, that'll still come out as a change to me. So because, you know, you've got to understand when they're coming through from the other side, I've got to try and interpret their symbolism and they just sort of showed me work and a question mark. So I just assumed maybe, you know, looking for another job. But if you're looking for another location, that's good. I'm going to say to you, I want you to go out of the area of where you've been looking. I think where you've been looking is not necessarily the right thing, and that's why something hasn't turned up. It's sort of like go a little bit to the right of it, sort of maybe half a mile down the road or something like that. You're going to find a location that is more than perfect, but it needs a bit of work. well, obviously it's going to need work to put your stamp on it, but this to me is a little bit bigger than what you first imagined that you could have, was in your budget, and in a location right. where there's enough parking and all those sort of things. And it's just sort of like, it's like, you know, you've obviously got a search area that you've been looking in, just broaden that a little bit and I think you're going to find the perfect thing. So are we aiming to have this open by the early part of the new year if we find the right location?
Like I said, if I find the right location, that's kind of, it's been up in the air with my boyfriend and trying to get him mm-hmm. to come on. I own it by myself, but I'm trying to get him on board to do more mm-hmm. with me.
Mm-hmm. Why is he hesitant?
He owns his own business as well. It's a lot of liability.
Right. Okay. All right. Now, I just didn't feel he was as passionate about this as you are. I'm not saying he's not keen on the idea. He just didn't seem to have the passion. You seem to be the one that's right. got the drive, the passion, the whatevers. Look, I'm no good at trying to say to you it's such and such a location. All I can say to you is it's bigger than what you thought. It's got very high ceilings and it's got a different vibe to where you are now, but it sort of certainly fits the bill for what you're looking for as far as parking and, you know, accessibility for people and all that sort of stuff. And I felt that, you know, you were going to find this fairly soon. I think it's fairly quick turnaround to sort of get it up and operational the way that you want it to. Interestingly enough, this building is sat waiting for you. It hasn't had anybody in it for a few months, and that sort of, when you trip across it and you think, well, what's wrong? Why didn't anybody snap this up? It's not that there's anything wrong with it. Sometimes the universe just waits for us to catch up, and that's what I think this is. It's going to give you an opportunity to expand the business, not just expand it by having a second location, but this second location is bigger than what you've currently got. So it enables you to sort of really expand everything right out, and it's really good. I don't feel uncomfortable with it, and I do feel that with that you're going to bring in not so much a different type of food, but you're going to add more things to this. You know, like I think there could be events and things like that held to you, where maybe in the current location you don't have as much room for that sort of thing. So, you know, to me it's not right. just going to be a restaurant, it's going to be an opportunity to have events and weddings and things like that as well. So I hope that's helped you. That's where we've got to leave it now. We've come to the end of the show, unfortunately, Brittany. So it's always nice to talk to people from around the world, because we, you know, everybody has different things that's going on in their lives and different things that they need answered. And, you know, it's a time of change, and it's a time where people are, you know, expanding opportunities and taking giant steps forward, and some people are just taking that step forward looking for love and understanding what they wanted, you know, at this stage in their life, which is different to what you might have wanted in your 20s. And they're all good choices and all good decisions, and we need to sort of honor those, and we need to be open and honest with ourselves about what we're hoping to achieve in this next stages of our lives. And, you know, with everything sort of seeming like it's moving so fast, that, you know, we've got to keep reinventing ourselves and re-looking at what our goals and our desires are. So this week I want to leave you with a very, very old song, and it's going to show my age here, because I think this was back in the early 60s. And it's by The Byrds, and it's a song that's called Turn, Turn, Turn. And it talks about everything in our lives has a season and has a reason and things like that. And I think it's just a very appropriate song to leave you with this week, because life is about seasons and changes, and we do all make turn, turn, turn in our lives. So until next week, enjoy The Byrds, and bye for now.